Good afternoon. High pressure will continue to keep it dry for the rest of the day across interior New York and New England, although as the high departs to the east, increasing high thin clouds continue to spill in from the west, and gradually these clouds will thicken and lower as we head through the remainder of the day. High temperatures will top out in the middle and upper 20s on average. A storm system in the Midwest will break into two pieces. The first part will move through tonight and early Tuesday morning with a round of light snow. The snow will accumulate mostly under an inch in the valley locations. However, 1 to 3 inches of snow are likely across the higher terrain by early Tuesday morning. We'll also see a mixture with some sleet and freezing rain, perhaps in the western Adirondacks, Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills during Tuesday morning. So a sloppy and slower than usual Tuesday morning commute, though in the afternoon, temperatures will warm into the lower 40s with scattered rain showers. A bit of a break in the precipitation late Tuesday and into Tuesday evening, then the second part of the system will move through on Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning. With temperatures staying above freezing, it looks like mostly rain with the second part of this system. However, after the sun comes up on Wednesday, colder air will start to move in on a northwest breeze, and the latter portion of the system will produce some scattered snow showers, which could coat the ground again as temperatures fall back through the 30s on Wednesday. Behind this entire area of low pressure, quieter weather will move in for the latter portion of the week and the weekend. It will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder on Thursday in the upper 20s, breezy and cold on Friday despite sunshine only in the teens to around 20, and sunshine over the upcoming weekend with high temperatures both days in the lower 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system moving into the upper Midwest will track to the east today, reaching the East Coast by late tomorrow. Wintry precipitation associated with this system is expected in the upper Great Lakes into the Ohio Valley. Accumulating snow is likely across parts of the UP of Michigan, where winter storm warnings are in effect. Behind this system, with light snow continuing downwind of the upper Great Lakes tomorrow, we can expect additional accumulation, while light freezing rain or sleet is also possible along the southern fringe of this region. Out west, some rain and mountain snow are expected to continue across parts of the Intermountain region and the Rockies today. The next round of precipitation is likely to arrive on the west coast by tomorrow as a deep low-pressure system moves into the eastern Pacific Ocean. Locally heavy rainfall is possible in the lower elevations of Northern California and the Pacific Northwest, with snow in the higher terrain of the Cascades and Northern California. The past 24 hours, lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 3 at Staples Municipal Airport in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunshine, then increasing clouds in the mid-30s, Boston sunny and breezy in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo cloudy with snow, sleet, and freezing rain, then rain with highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 56, set in 1915, and the record low, 12 below zero, in 1878. Sunrise this morning at 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:38 p.m., 9 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, temperatures holding in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs around 30. Cloudy with some light snow tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, perhaps mixing with some sleet and freezing rain by sunrise, temperatures holding in the 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 20s. Cloudy with some light snow tonight, temperatures holding in the 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, temperatures holding in the 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some mixed precipitation in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a few rain showers in the afternoon, lower 40s. More rain Tuesday night, mixing with snow early Wednesday morning, then scattered snow showers and breezy Wednesday afternoon, temperatures in the 30s. Partly sunny, windy, and colder on Thursday, upper 20s. Teens to right around 20 on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, and mostly sunny in the lower 20s Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.